This is The Takeaway. I'm Dan Damon in for John Hockenberry, who's in London presenting the BBC's World Update programme. The killing goes on in Syria, say activists there. Hopes for democracy stalling once again. My friend John Donison is in Beirut. He's correspondent there for the BBC. John, very good to talk to you. And reports of dozens of people dead after an attack by pro-government militia in the city of Homs. What do we know?
Well, opposition activists are accusing the government of carrying out a massacre there. They have released video footage, some of which I've watched, and it's pretty grim viewing. Images of, I saw 11 bodies laid out in a room, some of them young boys, apparently shot in the head as if they'd been executed at point-blank range, others apparently with their throats slit. Now, the numbers are always difficult to verify, but some opposition groups saying at least 12 killed, others saying as many as 47, most of them women and children. And I should say that the Syrian state television has acknowledged these killings, but has said that they were carried out by what it called armed terrorist gangs trying to discredit the government by then releasing videos.
And one of the places where the Free Syrian Army has been able to operate, well, not freely, but under cover of darkness they can move around, is Idlib province, but there's been some killing there too now.
That's right. Idlib is up in the northwest of Syria, close to the border with Turkey. It's a city of around 150,000 people. And there, really, for the past few weeks, Syrian government forces have been massing outside the city, and there are fears from opposition groups of a prolonged assault similar to what we saw in Homs. I've seen reports that there are around 1,000 Free Syria Army fighters inside Idlib. They are heavily outgunned, and I watched some footage this morning of them trying to evacuate people as they came under prolonged, fairly heavy shelling.
And that is the big problem, isn't it? That there are so many people who are injured, who desperately need medical help, they simply can't get it.
That's right. And of course, we had Kofi Annan, the international envoy to Syria in Damascus at the weekend, meeting with President Assad. And the things he wants are, first of all, a ceasefire, and then aid to be allowed in, humanitarian aid, and then political dialogue. Now, in terms of aid, the UN saying there are 1.5 million people in Syria who need food aid. Kofi Annan put all these points to President Assad. He didn't really elaborate at all on how any of those things might be achieved. And frankly, at the moment, none of them look remotely on the horizon.
And so he says it'll be tough. He says the talks will go on. But what are they talking about?
Well, there aren't any talks going on in terms of between the opposition and the government. I mean, both sides have ruled that out. They've sort of said, well, the government said it's not prepared to talk to terrorists, and the opposition has said it's too late for talks. Now, we've got this big UN Security Council meeting in New York later today, but frankly, there isn't any agreement internationally on what to do, and all the while the killing goes on.
And the possibility of setting up some kind of buffer zone, a safe zone near the Turkish border, that comes and goes. Any progress on that?
Well, that has been talked about. We are hearing that more and more refugees are crossing the border into Turkey. That's where Kofi Annan is actually meant to be heading later today to speak to refugees on that border. At the same time, we're getting reports of the Syrian army laying minefields along that border. So that would in itself not be a terribly safe zone.
John Donison, reporting for the BBC from Beirut. You're listening to The Takeaway. This is WNYC. I'm Dan Damon, in for John Hockenberry.